national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It's 5:12 on a Tuesday afternoon here at News Radio 92.3. Welcome into Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, getting you caught up on everything happening in the world today. That includes local, national, worldwide, pop culture, entertainment, sports, you name it, we probably have it. And right now, the top story, once again now, for what, the third week in a row, is the weather here locally, but little to no rain to speak of, but plenty of heat. It's 513 and the heat advisory right now, it feels like 107. That's the heat index right now. A temperature of 93. Maybe some thunderstorms starting to pop up a little bit later on. We're keeping our eye on the News Radio ThreatNet radar there. But again, we're going to have heat advisories or excessive heat warnings every day this week, and maybe even into the weekend as well. So if you have a job where you're outside a lot, or if you're just outside a lot for whatever reason, please do us all a favor and stay as safe as you can, hydrate as much as you can, and stay cool as much as you can out there. Texter says it's raining pretty good in Car City right now, so Car City, congratulations, you're cooling off just a little bit. Let's spread the love around, huh? Let's just keep the severe thunderstorms out of the picture right now. Top three stories today: audio recording of the 2021 meeting between former President Trump as well as staffers after he left office, released yesterday by CNN, where he appears to discuss holding secret documents he did not declassify when public. CNN aired the two-minute recording yesterday. Here's a snippet of how it sounded.
Let me see that. I'll show you an example. He said that I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look.
So again, Trump seeming to indicate he was holding a Pentagon document with plans to attack Iran, saying these are the papers, also referred to the document as secret information. The U.S. imposing sanctions on companies and associates with ties to the Wagner Group. The Treasury Department targeting a network of companies associated with Wagner and its leader that mine and sell gold and other precious metals in African countries where the group is active. The sanctions are aimed at disrupting the group's source of funding. This comes after the group's botched rebellion against the Russian government over the weekend. And the outgoing director of the CDC says America is not prepared for the next pandemic. Dr. Rochelle Walensky in the New York Times said that ahead of her tenure coming to an end, noting that the U.S. is about 80,000 public health workers short to be able to meet public health needs. She also points to public health systems' reliance on aging technology like old fax machines. Those are your top three stories. 5:15 now, a check of the local roads and weather.
Well, we do have some rain going throughout our area that is going to cause some slight delays on I-10. That's just typical afternoon traffic with a little bit of the rain, but that's on I-10 right near 29. So just keep that in mind. But other than that, we are looking good. And if you see anything else, give me a call to the traffic line. Taking a look at weather, small rain patches throughout our area. That's going to include, again, Car City, Garcon Point getting some rain. And we do have a little bit of rain just north of I-10 off of Nine Mile Road. So just keep that in mind. We have very hot weather all week long. That's excessive heat warning throughout today till 8 p.m. That's a heat advisory for tomorrow. And coming up on Thursday, an excessive heat watch. It's 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index at 107. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3. And this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs.
So we heard today from Deputy William Hollingsworth. Of course, he was the one who went viral during the storms and the tornado that we saw on that Thursday night a couple weeks ago now. And a day or two after that happened, he and his family went on vacation to Orlando. So that's why that we hadn't heard from him directly. We heard from Sheriff Simmons about it. We heard from the man that he went after to rescue, but we hadn't heard from Deputy Hollingsworth yet, and that was the reason why. But he's been making the media rounds. He was on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay early this morning, talked to Channel 3, who you may have caught there in the Channel 3 update there at 5, also did some national news hits as well. And here he is talking about his mindset after jumping in to save the man that had just been swept away.
Fear.
Yeah.
Fear like I've never felt. Just try to remain calm and hold on to what little oxygen I had left in my lungs.
And we talked about that, Gracie, I think a couple weeks ago now, where I was very curious to know how, because of the suddenness of that, how much air was he able to breathe in just before he went in? Mm-hmm. And he's saying, well, I didn't really have much, called it the scariest situation that he's ever been in, but was able to get away with his wife and kids and take a trip to Orlando last week. So good on them for getting away and getting some much-needed R&R there. Also, locally here, we heard from the in the Triumph Gulf Coast meeting last week, a couple of big grant proposals that they approved. One for $6.7 million towards UWF's expansion and renovation of its College of Health facilities. Also signing off on the $8.5 million grant that the city of Pensacola requested in order to be the permanent home of the American Magic sailing team. Here, City Economic Development Director Erica Grancagnolo.
Since our last meeting, we received a Governor's Job Growth Grant Fund award, so our match funding is fully in place. And I can tell you that American Magic is anxiously awaiting a text from in Barcelona today to know that this project is moving forward. So thank you for your support.
So according to the term sheet, there is a requirement to create at least 170 jobs with an average salary of $105,000. Those jobs must stay in Pensacola for at least 4 years, but it's expected that the lease agreement with the city and American Magic at the port would be for at least 10 years. Last week's donut strike paying off in a big way for Mana Food Pantries. The organization announced that the food and money donations were enough for 30,750 healthy meals. So kudos to everybody involved on that. Some state headlines now. Florida's largest police union is endorsing Governor DeSantis for the Republican nomination for president. That's the Florida Police Benevolent Association. They endorsed former President Trump back in 2020.
And drivers are going to see more police on the roadway leading up to the 4th of July. The Florida Department of Transportation is getting ready to launch a new campaign that's going to crack down on aggressive driving. The state agencies are going to partner up with police departments across the state for the Target Zero initiative. People can expect to see additional patrols out on the roads during the holiday weekend leading up to Tuesday, July 4th.
And finally, Governor DeSantis trying to dismiss the Walt Disney Company's federal lawsuit against him. He filed the motion yesterday claiming the company lacks legal standing. The state says it's because the governor doesn't enforce the laws in question, so he can't be sued. So that's the latest on that situation there. It's 5:20. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our national headlines. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who is Jesus? Some people say he was a prophet or a rabbi. Some say he was just an interesting historical figure. Really, the question, who is Jesus, is the most important question facing mankind. He wasn't just Jesus of Nazareth, but he was more than that. The Bible explains that he is Jesus the Christ. He is the Anointed One, the Messiah. Jesus isn't just a prophet, but he is the prophet. He is the one that Isaiah prophesied would be born of a virgin. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He is wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Who is Jesus? The best answer is, He is God. I encourage you to rejoice in Him and give your life to Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
We love our military and first responders. Hi, I'm Suzanne Morgan with Service Matters Realty and Property Management, where we believe in doing more. We have a program designed specifically for military and first responders. It's called Your Service Matters. At closing, eligible buyers will receive money back based on the sale price of the home. Since 2015, we've given back over $230,000. Find out more. Go to servicemattersre.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. We are, for the most part, a reactionary society. If your neighbor has a break-in, you think about getting an alarm. If your buddy gets laid off, you say, I better buckle down at work. If banks start closing, you may want to ask yourself if you should keep most or all of your money in a bank. It may be time for a portfolio protection plan. It may be time to have a little personal gold reserve. Call my friends at the Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's too darn hot. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and it's definitely too darn hot.
Too darn hot.
Too darn hot outside. So going to get a quick look at traffic, and we'll get a full rundown on weather in just a bit. But hope you're staying cool. We got a hot week ahead of us, so just keep that in mind that it's going to be hot all week long. Looking at the roads, we do have slow traffic on I-10. This is going to be I-10 westbound heading towards 29. And it's also backing up onto the I-110 ramp heading northbound. If you're heading northbound, getting onto I-10 going towards Mobile, you're going to be seeing some slow traffic. Don't have any reports of an accident. I believe it is just due to some weather going through. So getting a quick look at weather, we do have some rain throughout our area. That's going to just be a couple rain patches, one right throughout I-10 and I-110, but not seeing it too bad. But then also got a quick rain patch heading over through 29 just north of 9 Mile Road. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic update is brought to you from New South Windows Solutions. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. National headlines today. Russia's military being praised by President Putin after an attempted muting by a group of mercenary soldiers. Putin held a ceremony earlier saying the Russian people and the armed forces had stood together against the rebel mercenaries. A jet linked to the head of the Wagner group reportedly arrived in Belarus from Russia today.
Also, investigators at a San Antonio International Airport say that the runway worker committed suicide when he was sucked into the engine, jet engine. That happened on Friday night. The man was identified as the 27-year-old David Renner. His brother said this wasn't the first time that he tried to take his own life, but he's been sober and off drugs for about 8 months and seemingly had turned a corner.
In New Hampshire today, dueling campaign events between former President Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis.
Never forget, our enemies want to stop us because we are the only ones who can stop them. And if these corrupt persecutions of our people succeed, they will complete their takeover of this country and destroy your way of life, and it'll be destroyed forever. You're never going to be able to come back. This country is so far down right now.
That was a little snippet of what Trump had to say. Meanwhile, DeSantis yesterday, after announcing his immigration policy.
It should not be an issue in this country, because if a country does what it's supposed to do, your border will be secured and your sovereignty will be respected.
So that was both of those gentlemen yesterday, of course. DeSantis spoke in Texas outlining his immigration policy, and New Hampshire, after the Iowa caucuses, will host the first GOP presidential primary of 2024.
And President Biden's approval is up. A new Gallup poll puts President Biden's approval rate among Americans at 43%. That's up 4 points since last month. It's Biden's highest rating since last August, and the uptick is largely due to the growing approval among independent voters.
A New York Governor Kathy Hochul is preparing residents to prepare for another stretch of smoke from Canadian wildfires.
And that's the unfortunate news that we're experiencing. I would certainly say we did not deal with this in the years past. If you want to know the effects of climate change, you're going to feel it tomorrow in real time.
So climate change responsible, according to the governor, for the smoke that New Yorkers are dealing with. So it's expected to reach western and central New York first before heading to New York City by Friday.
Yikes. And Governor of Alabama, Governor Kate Ivey, is announcing a special session to address Alabama's congressional maps. The U.S. Supreme Court this month ruled that the state's most recently drawn maps violates the Voters Rights Act. Alabama only has one black majority district, even though a quarter of the population is black. So they have something in common with Louisiana.
Yeah. Yep. Supreme Court ruling on both of those states within the last week. Finally here, a really sad, tragic story involving the family of NASCAR legend Jimmy Johnson, as police in Oklahoma say that his in-laws, as well as an 11-year-old nephew involved in a murder-suicide case there. Cops say Terry Janway killed her husband and their 11-year-old grandson. The Janway's daughter is Jimmy Johnson's wife. Just a terrible situation there. The Fox News update is coming up. That'll be followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The FAA is warning that travelers could run into some problems this summer as a result of the upcoming 5G rollout. Dennis Tazier is the Allied Pilots Association spokesman, and he says,
the FAA is saying, and through Secretary Buttigieg, which is quite shocking, is that, hey, this deadline's coming, and if you don't have the airplanes equipped to deal with the signal interference, then there's going to be some implications on you.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says about 80% of domestic airlines have already made the necessary changes to prevent 5G from interfering with equipment. Former President Trump speaking in New Hampshire today, and he was at the Federation of Republican Women Lilac Luncheon criticizing transgender athletes competing in women's sports. He says he'll ban it.
The whole thing is crazy. And it's very demeaning and very bad for women, and it's going to be ended.
At least 21 states have banned transgender youth competing in girls and women's sports. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi,
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Massive job cuts are reportedly on the way at UBS, which recently merged with Credit Suisse. Citing people familiar with the plans, Bloomberg reports that UBS will cut more than half of Credit Suisse's workforce and about 35,000 employees, or 30% of the combined staff of the two banks, now that the deal has closed. The report indicates the job cuts will be made in three rounds starting next month, the layoffs impacting investment bankers, traders, and support staff in London, New York, and parts of Asia. Shares of Rite Aid tumbled again today, a drop of 11.7% after Monday's 5% slide. The skid likely prompted by a recent Bloomberg report that the drugstore chain is working with banks and lawyers to reorganize its debt. Analysts at Deutsche Bank have a sell rating on Rite Aid stock. Boosted by stronger-than-expected economic data, stocks notched a broad rebound today. The Dow Industrials rising 212 points. The S&P recouped 49. The tech-heavy NASDAQ jumped 220. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Breakups are hard. Damian Lillard and the Blazers seem to have an idea that they might be best apart. We've all been there. Logic says it's time for a change, but no one wants to be the bad guy. Lillard is 32. He's not competing for a title in Portland. They met with Lillard yesterday and say they want to build around him. But whether it's today, tomorrow, or down the road, at some point, both parties will realize it's time to move on. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Nothing says summer like an ice-cold Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea with 5% alcohol. Look for Twisted Tea in the bright yellow cans. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Nothing says summer like an ice-cold Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea with 5% alcohol. Look for Twisted Tea in the bright yellow cans. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday afternoon and trying to stay cool as best you can. Bands at the Beach is going on tonight. It's definitely going to be hot, so make sure to, you know, bring some waters. Yeah, under the Cat Country tent, they have some fan, so make sure to pick one of those up for it. But Bands on the Beach is back every Tuesday night, thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority. That's going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7. And this week is Mass Confusion. They're going to be taking the stage in Mass Confusion, does classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, the oldies, all in their own style. So it's definitely going to be fun. So make sure to check that out, happening at 7. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We still have some slow traffic throughout I-10. That's just going to be some heavy delays in between Pine Forest and I-110 in the westbound direction. Nothing too bad. Don't have any reports of an accident, but just real busy right now. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
The weather's hot, 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 and it's going to be that way for the next several days. We've got heat alerts in effect, and again, a heat advisory posted for Wednesday. Now, we might see a shower or a thunderstorm cool things off on Wednesday. Looks likely dry on Thursday. Late in the week and into the weekend, small chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. So the temperatures will be reaching highs in the 90s, a lot of spots mainly in the mid-90s, but it will feel a lot hotter when you factor in the humidity, so it could feel as hot as between 110 and 115. Look out for the heat. Overnight lows well into the 70s, if not around 80 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR news forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 107. It's Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
So as we continue on here and looking at the sports world, which we will get to what's happening in live games tonight in just a moment. I am scrolling through social media and there are widespread reports. This has been confirmed by NBC Sports that Ryan Mallett, a former Arkansas quarterback and also in the NFL, played for the New England Patriots, Baltimore Ravens, has died at the age of 35. And the reason why is because he drowned in Florida. I do not know where in Florida. I have been trying to get as much as I can here, but it just says that he was on vacation and drowned today on a beach somewhere in Florida. And obviously, we're talking about a 35-year-old man, healthy. He was a coach of a high school team in Arkansas. He played in Arkansas in, I believe it was like 2008 to 2010. And what is especially troubling, or I don't know if the word ironic really applies here, but he was a star on the football team at Arkansas in the mid-2000s. Did not overlap, but went to the same school as Peyton Hillis. And of course, Peyton Hillis, former Madden cover athlete, running back in the NFL for the Cleveland Browns. He nearly lost his life out at Portofino a couple of months ago. And to have a second now Arkansas football star, this time unfortunately leading to a fatality on a Florida beach, that was the first thing I thought of when I heard this. But again, so just confirming that news, NBC Sports confirming that former NFL quarterback and Arkansas quarterback Ryan Mallett died today at the age of 35 in a drowning at a Florida beach. Again, I'm not sure where exactly in Florida that was. I'm sure that'll be coming out in the next few hours and days. Yesterday, we did a story. Channel 3 talked to down the road in Walton County. There were 3 fatalities over the weekend. We've had 16 water rescues here at Pensacola Beach since last Monday. It's just such an unfortunate, sad situation that, we're seeing so many fatalities along our Gulf Coast waters. But again, not clear where in Florida Ryan Mallett was when he tragically died today. So with that, obviously want to get the news out there. Looking at sporting events happening, of course, LSU winning the College World Series last night, beating Florida 18-4. The Atlanta Braves are on national television tonight, 6:20 on TBS. Also, the Rays are out west taking on the Diamondbacks at 8:40, and the Red Sox hosting the Marlins. That one starts at 6:10. Major League Baseball announcing the rosters for this year's All-Star Futures game. Then the Blue Wahoos will have two representatives. That's Patrick Monteverde, pitcher, and shortstop Nassim Nunez. Those two taking part. The game features 50 of the top prospects in Major League Baseball, and that'll happen during All-Star Weekend in Seattle. Health, Business, and Science notes now salaried employees at Ford Motor Company facing layoffs as the automaker has asked some departments to work remotely over the next couple of days so people who are losing their jobs can be informed in private. This is affecting workers in both the U.S. and Canada.
And the amount of savings needed for Americans to feel like they can comfortably retire. New research is up. New research from Northwestern Mutual says that Americans, $1.27 million is the magic number to retire comfortably. And that's up from $1.25 million from last year, thanks to inflation.
Also, the CDC warning that malaria is spreading locally in the U.S. Cases have been seen in Florida and Texas, the first documented cases of local transmission in 20 years. The disease most commonly is spread by mosquitoes, but can also be spread through blood transfusions, organ transplants, needle sharing, and from mother to fetus.
And new parental supervision tools for Instagram, Facebook, and Messenger are rolling out. Parents are now going to be able to see how much time their teens have spent on Messenger, also view updates from their contact list, and they'll also be able to control who's able to message their team on the app. On Instagram, Meta is now requiring users who want to message someone who doesn't follow them to send an invite, and that is going to have to be accepted by the recipient.
A pretty big case involving FedEx named in a lawsuit that accuses them of rolling back the odometers in thousands of their trucks before they were sold.
Over the last several years, I've noticed that some of the commercial trucks that have been going through my dealership had issues with the odometers. The FedEx contractor contacted me and said, "Hey, what are you trying to pull here?" And I said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "I took this into Freightliner and had the vehicle hooked up to their computer, and it has over 400,000 miles, and your odometer says 180,000 miles.
So that's Tom Layton. He's the guy that discovered the alleged fraud. FedEx used to scrap their trucks when they hit 350,000 miles, but in recent years they'd send them to auctions where people would typically buy them and turn them into things like food trucks.
New York City students are going to start practicing mindful breathing. Students from kindergarten to 12th grade are going to be led in 2 to 5 minutes of mindful breathing practices each day. The city has already started the training the school staff to add mindful breathing practices to their curriculum.
Do you have an Apple Watch?
I do. I don't wear it often, okay. But yeah, it tells me when to breathe.
Yeah. When you wear the Apple Watch and you see that notification pop up, do you take time to mindfully breathe?
Usually I'm like, am I stressed out right now? Is that why it's doing that? Usually I do take a deep breath.
Okay.
Do you?
I do not obey my watch. both when it tells me to breathe mindfully or when it tells me to stand up.
I
do that on my own accord. I will not let my watch tell me what to do. 5:45, let's get a quick check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, we have some slow traffic on down in downtown Pensacola, thanks to a caller for letting us know what's going on there. It's a disabled vehicle right at the intersection of Chase and Bayfront Parkway, but it is causing some major slowdowns. That's going to be on East Chase Street, backing up to about the Pensacola Bay Center onto I-110 and Bayfront Parkway, backing up to Veterans Memorial Park. We do have authorities on scene getting the disabled vehicle out of the way, but it is still causing some major slowdowns. See anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Well, it is definitely hot here in Northwest Florida, and it's going to stay that way all week long. Excessive heat warning in effect until 8 p.m. tonight, a heat advisory in effect for tomorrow, and an excessive heat watch in effect for Thursday, most likely. We do have some thunderstorms in the area, nothing crazy, just a couple patches. Right now, near the University of West Florida is getting some rain, but other than that, we're looking good. It's just really hot. It's 93 in Pensacola with a heat advisory or a heat index of 107, so try to stay cool this week.
And continuing on with some health and business notes here, The world's largest cruise ship is setting sail for the first time in initial sea trials. The Royal Caribbean's record-breaking Icon of the Seas is supposed to debut in January, and it started its first phase of sea trials over in Europe. The cruise will offer vacationers the world's largest water park at sea, offer a resort getaway and beach escape, a theme park, and over 40 ways to dine, drink, and be entertained, according to the company. I think that's really awesome. I've never gone on a cruise before myself. My parents have several times. They seem to love it. But all of these amenities, I mean, ultimately, just like everything else, it comes down to cost. But yeah. I would be interested in checking this one out.
Yeah, the water park looks like... It looks like a water park that you would see on land. Like, it's not just a little slide into the pool.
Yeah.
So it looks pretty cool and it looks pretty huge. In pop culture news, a deadline for Hollywood actors in studios to get the deal done looms over the entertainment world this week. The contract with studios expires on Friday. Over the weekend, the union told members that the negotiations with studios have been extremely productive. An actor strike will come as the industry is already facing production delays due to the writer strike.
A child molestation lawsuit against Michael Jackson is being allowed to go to trial. Choreographer Wade Robson claims the icon molested him at Neverland Ranch when he was between the ages of 7 and 14. He's suing Jackson's corporation, MJJ Productions. Lawyers for the company, though, say that it had no legal duty to protect Robson or an ability to control Jackson.
And there is still money to win with the Powerball and Mega Millions. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is up to $334 million, or about $100 million if you take the cash option. Tomorrow night's Powerball is up for grabs for $462 million jackpot. That works out to about $242 million in cash.
Awesome, man. The big news in pop culture is apparently it didn't take long for the new host to officially been named. According to the New York Times, it's Ryan Seacrest, as Pat Sajak recently announced that this next season of the show will be his last. Also, Vanna White is in talks to continue as co-host with the show. Little surprise. I'm not surprised that Ryan Seacrest was the guy. I'm a little surprised it happened this quickly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the last season doesn't even start till September. But I'll be curious to see what, if anything, this does with Seacrest's schedule, because we talked last week about just how really little time commitment Pat Sajak had, and he was being paid like $15 million to work 36 days of the year.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that, you know, Seacrest is going to be, I mean, he's got pretty much the monopoly on every network now. He's got, of course, he's still big with American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
He's got he'll have The Price is Right, or not Price is Right,
Wheel of Fortune.
And he'll have the New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest. And I think that's on ABC, if I'm not mistaken. So he's going to be just about everywhere.
He's just that face that you, if you're thinking of a host, you just
think guess of him, so.
I guess.
And I'm not really sure what led to that, as we as an American entertainment decided that Ryan Seacrest was the guy that we wanted to be that face. But I don't know. More power to him.
Yeah, and I guess like you're not filming your everyday show in New York or wherever. I'm assuming that's where Kelly and Ryan was. I
believe that was L.A.
Oh,
No. Kelly and Ryan, I think, was New York.
New York?
Yeah.
Well, I think Wheel of Fortune is in L.A., and then most of American Idol is in L.A. after, you know, the audition. So 36 days in where you're at seems pretty easy for a good paycheck, of course.
Yeah, definitely. 5:50, we'll take a quick break, come back with a look at our wacky and weird headlines and good news to close out hour number two. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Five 52 here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Top three stories: the audio recording of the 2021 meeting where former President Trump discussed allegedly holding secret documents he did not declassify went public. CNN airing that two-minute tape yesterday. U.S. imposing sanctions on companies and associates with ties to the Wagner Group, and the outgoing director of the CDC warns America is not prepared for the next pandemic. Dr. Rochelle Walensky noting that there were about 80,000 public health workers short, and also reliance on aging technology like old fax machines is something that she pointed out as well. Top three stories there today. Also, just about 10 minutes ago, as I was scrolling through Twitter, came across breaking news that former Patriots quarterback, and he was a star at Arkansas back in the mid-2000s, quarterback Ryan Mallett died today at the age of 35 after drowning on a Florida beach today. Don't know where in Florida that took place, but Ryan Mallett dying today at the age of 35. As we continue on here with hour number two, also, you know, there's the Ryan Mallett and also the tragedy involving the family of Jimmy Johnson. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the sports world definitely hit hard today with two tragic stories there. So if you're a NASCAR fan, certainly thoughts are with the family of Jimmy Johnson. And in the NFL, a lot of Arkansas fans in the area, of course, in SEC country, and you'll certainly remember him in action, both in college and in the NFL as well. Quick movie update here as we move on. A real-life Barbie Malibu Dreamhouse has been being listed on Airbnb. It's part of a promo for the movie, which comes out on July 21st. Airbnb will be making a one-time donation to save the children. But the three-story bright pink house is hosted by Ken. There are two free one-night stays available for two guests, and guests will get their very own yellow and pink Impala skates and a surfboard as well. Have you seen a picture of the house?
I actually saw it on the TV. Okay. One of the news channels was playing it, and it looks
looks
on.
Like a three-story Barbie Airbnb house to look like.
Pink, yes, for mm-hmm. sure. Going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our wacky and weird headlines. We do have slow traffic throughout downtown Pensacola. That's going to be at East J Street and Bayfront Parkway. There was a disabled vehicle that's causing some slowdowns. East J Street backing up to about Pensacola Bay Center, and then Bayfront Parkway also seeing some slowdowns as you're getting closer to the 3 Mile Bridge. And then we do have an accident on Sorrento Road right near Bauer. Both directions going to be slow moving due to this accident. Again, it's right by the Bauer intersection. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And the weather is hot, hot, hot. It is excessive heat warning throughout this evening till 8 p.m. We do have a heat advisory for tomorrow. We have an excessive heat watch for Thursday. So it's going to be hot all week long. It's 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. The heat index is at 107. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. I don't know, in this wacky and weird headline, I don't know if we need to have a concert etiquette class.
You know, I was thinking about this.
What is up with people?
What's up with people throwing stuff out on stages or at artists?
Yeah. A fan attending a recent Pink concert in London threw a bag of their mother's ashes onto the stage during her performance, leaving the singer stunned. In a clip circulating on the social media, Pink can be seen picking up the plastic bag containing the powdery gray ashes of the fam's cremated mother. Visibly shocked, she placed the bag back down and said, "I don't know how I feel about this," before going on with the show.
I hope the bag stayed closed.
I think it did, but I also saw something where people were saying, like, after that song, she was, like, seen, like, wiping her hands, like, dusting off.
Oh, no.
Dust? Like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if that's like something between you and your mother and you want to like spread some ashes at the stadium, I guess you do you. But like, what the heck are you doing throwing that on stage?
Yeah. No. I 100% agree and support your strong position on that. Just completely not necessary there.
Weird.
A janitor ruined 20 years of research by turning off a lab freezer at a private research university in New York. This is the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. They filed a lawsuit against the janitor's contractor company, and they're seeking $1 million in damages. They say it happened back in September of 2020 when the janitor heard annoying alarms and turned the freezer off in an attempt to be helpful, but it turns out that the next day when the students came in, they found their freezer full of cell cultures and samples had been destroyed.
Oh, gosh, that's awful. Another one out of New Jersey that is just stinky, I would think, is New Jersey police officers are searching for a person who keeps on dumping adult diapers on the roadway. Police say for the past week they keep on finding trash bags filled with adult diapers littered in Greenwich Township.
It was probably all the Taylor Swift fans following her concert at MetLife that saying, "Well, we have no use for these because I bought a pack of 20 and I only needed one. So what's the most efficient way to disperse of these?"
Honestly, I'm not surprised that a Swiftie's not trying to sell, "Hey, I used this at the concert."
Concert used diaper. No, thank you. Does being in certain stores give you the sudden urge to use the bathroom? Well, that's turned into quite the discussion on social media. Thousands of people saying stores like Target, TJ Maxx, Michael's have a laxative effect. Among popular theories is that it's the adrenaline rush of being in their favorite stores or perhaps the coffee that they sip while they're shopping. Let us know what you think. Is there an actual thing called the laxative effect, and what stores impact you? Let us know. 850-437-1620. Gracie says Target's one of them for sure.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. We'll see in about 12 minutes. On Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.